Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd you get a horn?
Baby, I got sounds for days.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Adventures of Sam Priest. I am your host, your boy, Sam Priest. And this is a show for everyday people to discuss everyday things. And today, we have a beautiful person. We have my friend, Turk. Say hey.
What's going on? I'm in the building, you guys. Thank you, Sam Priest, for having me on your show. I'm excited to be here. And before we get started, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your show, beginning your show. You're already ahead of everything. You're working on everything. You're getting things done. You're pushing content out, or you're about to push more content out. So you just keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you, and this is your lane. So just keep up the good work and put God first.
Okay. First of all, I'm gonna hype you up. I love to give people their flowers. First of all, you invited me on your show, and I thought it was a great show. You handled yourself well, and you taught me a lot of things. And I told you, I said, I want to do this. And usually, you know, certain people are like, I'm not going to help you. I don't have time for this. You took time to not only pour into me, but you also took time to tell me all of the things that I needed to do in order to set up my show. And a lot of people, a lot of people don't listen. I listen. But you've been doing great things. Take a little time to shout yourself out and introduce yourself to the world. Give us a little bit more insight about who you are, what you're doing, as well as what you are planning to do, if you're okay with it.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Well, I won't give away too much because it's always a madness to my motive, you know? So, Just a little bit about me. My name is Darian Lynch. I mean, for people who do know me and who don't know me, of course, I've also went by Turkey in the past. Now, everybody always asks, where did that name come from? And it came from high school friends. We were all sitting around at lunch giving each other food names, and mine's just stuck since. And so I was like, no, instead of making it a key, I'm going to make something out of it. So I did. So shortly after, I changed my name to Turk Dish, and I just created the brand from that point forward. People laugh in the beginning, but I said, okay, y'all will see in the future that I'm going to be a household name, and it's becoming that. So I'm grateful that I actually kept up with it and not let people, you know, make jokes about it. And if you did, you know, I was like, okay, I brushed it off and just went on about my business and kept working hard. And I always knew I wanted to be a content creator, so I didn't know what lane I wanted to go. But, you know, when you just trust God and you just trust the process, you know, things will happen and things will come to you and let you know what you need to do. And that's what I did. I started a podcast overnight one night. I said, I'm going to do this. So found a free hosting website with Anchor, and I created it, called it Talk with Turk. And overnight, the next few months, you know, it just became bigger, and I was like, I can't stop now, you know, got to keep going. Why stop now? You're charting in countries, people are listening, and you're making a little bit of residual income from it, so why not keep it up? So that's a little bit about me. Now, as far as, you know, my background outside of content creation, I went to the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University. Aggie Pride, you know, already know about it. So, you know, we come from the same roots, of course. So that's why we know each other. So, like I said, you know, that's just a little bit about me. And like I said, I'm on the radio as well. I got a radio deal from the podcast. So if you just keep working on your dreams, you guys, things will happen. In the future, I mean, I'm not going to give too much away, but I do have a lot of celebrity guests that I'm going to be bringing on for the next season. So it's my birthday season right now. So I'm just kind of like, I'm going to end it in this season very shortly. And next season is going to be a whole nother level, you know. That's all I can say right now. So I'm going to have them lined up next season.
You said you couldn't quit on yourself. You know, and a lot of people fail in life because they quit on themselves. And you are a beautiful product of what happens when you believe in yourself enough to push, enough to get out that bed, you know?
Yeah. Even through adversity, you know?
Yes. And another thing, in regards to Turkey, when, well, I always knew you as Turk. When I was introduced to you, I guess I didn't think nothing of it.
You must not have, but everybody, like, even to this day, when people introduce me as that, they always be like, Turkey? Like, where do you get that nickname from? And then I have to go into the long spiel to give them the story. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, whatever.
It's cute, though. You know, like...
Yeah, thank you.
Like, it's just one of those adorable names to me. Like, oh, that's my friend Turkey. You know, or Turk. That's cute, too.
You have now tuned into the Adventures of Sam Priest. And I am your guest of the week, Turk Bish from Talk with Turk.
What helps you get out of bed in the morning?
Just knowing that at the end of the day that I have me, you know, and I'm the only person that can help me, if that makes sense. And of course, you can always have, you know, your significant other, but at the end of the day, it's always about yourself. You have to make sure that you're following your dreams and you're making things happen, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Even with people that I know and was very close friends with, they already broke out into the industry. Do you think I asked them for a handout? No, I'm not going to do that. And if I did, I don't expect them to say yes. I might have gotten a lot of no's even though I asked, but at the end of the day, it's about you making it happen. And so everybody that I've had on my show, whether they're celebrities or underground artists, it's always been off my hand, my hard work, and everything that I have with my podcast has always been off me. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what motivates me. Just making sure that I fulfill my dreams and make sure that I'm not 50 years old wishing that I had followed my dreams.
I always tell people, I'm just like, you only get one life. And a lot of times we wasted a lot of it because we were either fearful or we were just very unsure. And again, you just keep dropping these gems. And for me, it's like, you believed in yourself. You get up every morning because you know that you're the only person that can rescue you. That means that you already know that you don't need anyone. And that's a different type of power, because that's a different type of confidence and faith within yourself. We try to put our faith in man constantly, but if you put your faith in yourself, then you can do whatever it is that you want. And you make me excited.
And I'm glad you said that, because I'm a very spiritual person myself. My grandmother has even told me that I have a gift. I have a gift to see things. I have a gift to make things happen in my favor. And so I've always just trusted God and made sure if he brings me a vision, or if he brings something to me, that I act on it, or I at least figure it out. What is he trying to say? And then over time, you know, sometimes I'm like, I got it, you know. It's just about having that faith and just being able to have that vision. Like, I always say that I have that vision. I'm the chosen one, because everybody is not chosen by God to serve in some sort of capacity. But if you know that you're chosen and you know he's consistently making it work out for you, then you're obviously a golden charm by God. And I just always believe that. I believe that I'm very spiritual, and that I know that this is not the end for me. I know how far I'm going to get. I see it. I see it in my head. I see it in my dreams all the time. And it's just something I can't shake or let go, because I just know that I have to make it happen. And so you just have to have that type of spirit, that type of gift, if you say.
I always tell people, favor isn't fair, but favor comes with a price. And that's so true. The people that look at us, they're just like, well, they just got it handed to them, or they didn't go through things. And I'm just like, well, one, I don't have to tell you what I went through, but I would just say this. In order for you to get where you're going, celebrate those people. Don't always look for the reason as to why they shouldn't have it, or how did they get it. Just know that it was their time, and they did what you need to do, which is reach up and grab whatever is meant for you to grab, you know?
Yep, you have to. And if you don't, then that's on you. You can't blame nobody else. You can't, you know, sit around and give yourself excuses about why what you're, you know, just believing in so much, why it's not happening for you. It's because you're not taking the time out to actually put the work towards it. And sometimes, you know, myself, I get discouraged. I mean, I'm a content creator. That's us in general. You know, we get discouraged sometimes, and we have to find things to pick us back up. I'll go without recording for 2 weeks before I put out another episode, because I might have just not been feeling it, you know? But it doesn't make it where I don't care about my gift. It's just sometimes you're not always going to have that drive to do something. You just need a break, you know? And sometimes it could be overload. And sometimes I find myself doing that, and I have in the past few months, and I'm like, I have to rest. I have to give myself a break, because I'm working too hard. I'm doing the right thing, but I'm working too hard at the same time.
But what's wrong with that, though?
Nothing.
Exactly. Because you have to take time for your mental healing. You're overworking your brain. So your brain is just like, if you want better, you want better content, you want me to perform at this level, let me rest. And that's okay. That's being kind to your mind. That's being kind to your body. And you deserve it, because you have been working hard. And like you said, it doesn't mean that you gave up on anything. It just means that you had to recharge so you can bring better content, a better energy, a better level of confidence, baby. Rest.
But and just so don't. That's where I'm at, you know, sometimes I have to rest, and there's nothing wrong with that, because you have to recharge, and you have to give your spirit a break.
Yo, I know you would like to be a guest on The Adventures of Sam Priest. Make sure you follow him on Instagram at SAMPRIEST_ and tell him, I want to be a part of this show. What do I have to do? And I promise you, he'll send you all the details that you need. Now, back to The Adventures of Sam Priest featuring Turk. Okay, so can you see that better? Is that better?
Yeah, I can see it.
Perfect. So there are questions as well as actions on this wheel. So whatever this pin lands on, either you'll have to answer the question or you'll have to complete the action. So simple.
Okay.
And I promise you there's nothing bad on here.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't play that some games with people's careers. You ready?
Let's do it. If I get confused, just tell me what I need to do or what I need to answer.
I'm a teacher at heart. I got you. We spinning this wheel, and this keeps spinning. Come on, what you got for me? Boom. Oh, this isn't bad. Read or show your last post on social media.
Okay.
See,
that, I can do that. I can do that. My last post on social media. Okay, good.
I'm gonna ask you one too.
All right. So my last post on social media was, I stopped talking to people without an explanation because they know exactly what they did.
Ooh.
And that was on Facebook.
But that's nothing but facts, though. Like,
fact.
And sometimes you, again, it's one of those moments where you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to walk away. And you already, I've experienced life so much where I know you know better. And I'm tired of constantly coming back or opening that door or feeling the need to explain myself to you when you, like you said, you already know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, why do I have to keep telling you, you know, I feel this type of way before you're going to change or before you decide to have a different course of action? You know, that's just where I was with that status. And that can apply to anybody. It don't matter who. And that's just anybody at the end of the day, because I've cut people off for maybe the simplest things that I've told them. You know, I don't like this. It affects me. I don't like it. And if I don't like it, I don't have to be around it. And if I cut you off for that exact reason, I'm doing it for my mental health and my happiness. It's not about you.
Fair. So my post was, you cannot become what you want to be because you are too attached to what you have been.
Hold on. Okay. I had to give you a bomb on that.
Because,
that's good.
That thing resonated with me that day because I've always been in my own way. Because like you said, content creators, we literally have to question ourselves because we want to make sure that we're good enough. We want to make sure that they'll like us, you know, and sometimes they won't. But the one thing I realized is there's a community out there for everyone, but you would never know what community is for you unless you try. And so with that being said, outside of my show, I am a singer. I'm an artist. I have
amazing
written.
Singer.
Thank you. You as well. I watched you. But I literally had to push through because in my mind, I'm just like, they're not going to like my sound. They're not going to like my style of music. And it's not regular R&B. It's not this. I've literally played my music for people and I knew it was good. But the way they reacted...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It made me feel like I wasn't doing something right. And it took one person to tell me and show me that it wasn't the fact that you sucked. It was just the fact that you were opening your gift up to the wrong people.
Yes. Because I was about to say there's a market for everybody and for everything. So what's not good for me? Yes, you are. Because you got the looks, you got the fashion, you got the sound. You know, everybody doesn't have their own sound or their own thing. Some people take from different, I mean, it's okay to take from different areas of music or artists or genres. It's okay. But when you have, you know, an authentic gift or authentic presence like yourself, it shines. So wrong crowd, right gift, wrong crowd.
So first of all, I'm not used to people coming on here making me blush more than I make them blush, but I'm blushing because
you should know your worth because you're great. You're an amazing person. So You know, and look, it shows by you just doing this show, like starting your own show. Like that's amazing. Cause who knows? What if this is the door for your music? And that's how I've been thinking about, you know, my podcast. What if my podcast is the door for me to get out my music? You know, my music isn't everybody's cup of tea, but I've made some songs that have went viral on SoundCloud, you know? So there's a market for everybody.
I agree. In order to get there, we have to remove ourselves. But sometimes we're scarred because of the trauma we experience. And again, like pointing out that I'm releasing my music for the wrong people. Okay, cool. I got that. Now, how do I remove that trauma that's attached to that? You know? But anyways, you just don't get stuck there. And how you progressed and how you pushed through was definitely inspirational for me. And it's going to be inspirational for everyone who tunes into your page as well as your show. Bravo.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a journey. When I tell you, you know, it's even when you're dealing with trauma, past trauma, you know, from your old life when you're young and, you know, things you go through in young adulthood. Like, I have a great story, so if I ever have a biopic, when I get famous,
yes,
I'm going to have a great story to tell.
Yes, the world is big enough for everyone to win. It's just that people are so greedy. People are so, and that's what it is. They allow greed to cloud their better judgment. But like, we don't move with greed. It's not to say that we don't use our intelligence to get a little bit ahead of life, but we're honest about what it is that we're doing. I always want to network with people. I find that I have some of the best conversations with just my friends. And I created this show because, I wanted to give everyone a platform to not only be celebrated for their successes, because I celebrate my friends, and I'm doing it publicly, but I also want your voice to be heard. But most importantly, I want to give the world an opportunity to fall in love with someone I feel is special, the same way I do, you know?
Right.
I think you're a special person. I think you have a kind spirit. And it's not that you're moving with to be malicious. You're moving because you have a vision and you're holding on to your vision. It's not, it's just hold my hand and come on or move out the way.
Or move out the way because I'm going to get it done regardless, you know? And like I said, you know, I can help, but I can be shady. And you know that from back in the day. Because
we were young adults,
our mouth was nasty.
Okay, I still go with the best thumb. You ready?
Me too. Okay. Toe to toe, you already know.
But the Lord had delivered me from these.
Yeah, and so I'm better now. I handle things. It's like I play chess, not checkers. So if you're throwing shade at me, I'm going to handle it on a business route now. Like, that's where I'm seeing it. I'm not going to call you out. I might call you out because I did do a PSA one day for stuff like that. But then I still moved on and I played chess with them. You know, I had a big announcement come out. And I was like, this is how you handle them. You know, the same people that you're beefing with, let me do business with them. And let's make this money together so I can show you this is what you could have had instead of what you're doing right now. So, and sometimes you have to be like that with people. It's not always about cussing someone out or throwing shade at them on social media. It's about how you move, especially when you're talking about your gift, because I'm not going to let nobody come for me and my gift and what I know that's important to me, something I've worked so hard for and worked on my own, you know, to build and create, because it's amazing.
Okay.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but hopefully you don't get flagged.
I'm a bleep. Don't worry.
Okay.
But I'm going to say this. Listening to you, like, I really do feel like you are pouring into me and you are helping me, because I'm a strong man. I know I can swing with the best of them, but sometimes when you open your heart up to a different energy and you know that it's a good energy, it helps pull something out of you that you've been struggling with. And I've been in my head a lot, but that's again, it's easy to hear someone else tell you that you shouldn't be, but to actually believe it yourself takes a little bit more effort, especially when you've gone through a lot of things that you never talk about, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, the only person that's in my way is me, and I have to move. I have to move. Mm-hmm. But when I say move, I have to move in the right direction. I don't need to move myself out the way. I need to move this mountain in the direction that we're supposed to go, because now I'm literally pushing myself.
That's true. And you're pushing yourself. And I saw, I think it was Facebook, you had like back-to-back statuses. You were like pouring into yourself. And I was like, okay, now this is the energy I need to be on. Like, so it even motivated me. I was like, yes, pop your shit. Like, do your bit, because what you're doing now, that's what matters the most. Nothing else matters outside of that. But what you're doing now is what is important, because you know that it's important to you. You know that it's one of your many talents, one of your many gifts, because, you know, people like us, we don't just have one gift, you know, especially when we're visionaries, we have more than one gift. Mm-hmm. And sad to say, you know, it is what it is, but a lot of people aren't gifted with those type of talents. But when we do have those type of talents and we're trying to be steadfast with those, it's important to be able to display those on a different level. And I'm glad that you're doing that, because even yourself, when you started doing your music, it kind of, you know, gave me an inclination in my head. Okay, when are you going to get back to your music? When are you going to start writing music again? Because you were once in the studio writing, you know, you might not have been putting out this music, but you've been in the studio writing music, just sitting there, maybe wasting your money writing songs at that time. But it is what it is. You were still doing it. You were still, you know, putting forth the effort.
I will say this. We as visionaries, we as people, when we are really passionate about one thing and we don't get the type of recognition or support, sometimes it gets a little harder. So we use our other gift to kind of suppress the thing that made us the happiest. And we try to find a different type of love. But I am happy. And I do believe that this, our shows are going to open up a lot of doors for us for everything that we want to do. But the thing that I'm hoping and manifesting for us both, that we open our own door to express our music for the right people, because you deserve it, and you deserve to feel special about your work and the thing that makes you the happiest. Not saying that podcasting doesn't, but I know that you love music.
I love music so much. Like, love it. Love music so much. So, and, you know, I even got to a point one time where I was letting people tell me, you know, you don't have the best voice. You don't need to be making songs. So I was even at that place one point. So, you know, you're sensitive about stuff like that, and it sticks with you. And that was, what, 2013, 14, when people were saying that. And it's still, you know, clicking in my head. I'm remembering people saying that 2023. So, you know, it is what it is. But I do believe that one day this will lead to where I truly want to be, you know. I want to be on TV. I want to do music. I want to be behind the camera working as well. So I see things. I hope it will happen.
Priest and Turk. Priest of Turk. I try to merge our names. Priest the Turk. Turk. Priest.
Triest. Triest. Yes.
Royale.
Oh, not Latrice Royale. So weird.
So I do want to ask this question. This is another opportunity to shine some light on someone else. If you had an organization that you could shine a little recognition to or your light on, what organization would that be, baby?
So I would like to shine a light on the Dementia Society of America. So a lot of people don't understand that sometimes dementia is onset, sometimes it can be offset. There's a lot of different things. My mother, she actually passed away from dementia. My adoptive mother, because a lot of people know this about me. My birth mother, she passed when I was 10 months. She had just had my sister, which is one of my biggest blessings of all time, to have a sister here, have a sibling that she left behind. But shortly after that, my aunt, she took me in, and she always was my mother. And so she passed away in 2019, right after I graduated from dementia. She had been battling it since, I want to say, 2015, 2016, and passed away in 2019. And it happened from a stroke.
May I ask how old they were?
She was 57, okay. I believe. Yeah, so she was still young, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, and she's one of four siblings, and there's only two siblings left. Her and my grandfather passed away. My grandfather passed away last year. And so, mm-hmm. no, year before last. And so still two siblings left, but she passed away from dementia. And it's one of the hardest things for families to deal with, to mm-hmm. experience, to go through. And so I'm glad that they have something like the Dementia Society so that they can bring forth the education, the resources that is needed for people who are dealing with, even with the families. The families are going to need much needed resources too, because it impacts us as people. And so I wanted to bring the spotlight on that society. And if you could give everybody out there, if you could give a little bit, whether it's $5, whether it's 50 cents, you know, every penny helps. So make sure you give to the Dementia Society of America.
On this one. So grab something that's close by you, whatever, anything. You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello.
5, 4, 3, a 2, a
another mic.
I didn't know what that was. Wait, I'm
no.
Like, what is that? Baby dolls.
I got okay. something. It's a fan.
Okay. So the name of the game is called Sell It to Sam. So you got to sell this to me. If you do a good job, I'm going to send you a dollar. If you suck, I'm going to boo you.
Uh-oh. Well, prepare to get booed.
No, come on. Give me your acting skills. You're an actor. Let me see it.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Hold on. It's the whole hair flip. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. I always got a fake hair flip for some reason.
It's always my eyebrows for me. But go ahead. In action.
Have you ever heard of the comfort zone? Well, I'm here to tell you. We have one of a kind here. And it's amazing for outdoors, anywhere you go. Even if you're going shopping, you can have this right beside you. And do you know what it does? It clicks. What? It brings you nothing but air. Nothing but air. Do you feel that, people? It's air. Yeah. It's air. Yeah. The comfort zone.
It's so strong. It's so strong. No, you deserve your dollar. You deserve your dollar, baby. Oh,
shout out to mom? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So before I send this dollar, where can the people find you?
All right, you guys, you can find me on Instagram at TurkBish. That's TURKBISH. You can find me on Facebook, Talk with Turk. That's my podcast page. Or if you want to add me as a friend, Darian Montavious Lynch on Facebook. I'm always on Twitter. You can get to me the fastest through Twitter. And I have 3 Twitter pages. Don't ask why. 2 of them were suspended years ago. But I have my newest one, which Nikki follows me on. So that's my prized possession. You can follow me at TurkBish_ on that one. And if you want to listen to my podcast, I'm on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Odyssey, Audible, Google Play, and many more. It's so many. Apple, Spotify, even Radio Cast, just anywhere you can listen to a podcast. And if you type in Talk with Turk in Google, it'll pop mm-hmm. up for you. You can just find me anywhere, you guys. So wherever you listen to your podcast, just make sure you check me out. And once again, shout out to the Adventures of Sam Priest.
Thank you. Where's that whore?
Your show. Thank you for having me on your show. It was amazing. I had fun. Like, this was a great experience, and I'm glad that you're doing this, and just keep it up. And whenever you want me on the show, I'll come back, and of course, yes. Vice versa, you can come on my show anytime. I'm always willing to support, and I'm glad that you're willing to support giving me a platform for people to hear about me, of course. Yes. So, yeah, let's just keep doing our things and slaying.
Okay, so you know me, I'm very, very thankful that you joined. I really yeah. love that your energy was great. It made me feel warm, but you also inspired me to just do better and keep pushing. Y'all don't give up on yourself, and you gotta push yourself, because look at this product. He is working. He is doing such an amazing job, and I cannot wait to see where we go.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going without me.
Okay, God bless. No man can curse. Okay, just remember that. Remember that. Of course.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining another amazing episode of The Adventures of Sam Priest. Again, tune in. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, and do the same thing for my bitch Turch. I said Turch. My bitch Turk. But anyways, again, I really thank you for joining. You were a joy. Anytime. And I really, really do hope we do more of this. I like
it. Yeah, we should even collaborations, because I'm about to start my YouTube soon.
Come on.
Next season we are going to be up and Adam. You see the background, you see it. And if you want to see a little bit more, you know, if you want to see around, we have the albums everywhere on the wall, the vinyls. So we're gonna make sure we do it the right way.
I'm trying to be like, y'all see this? The whole. Y'all see this? This is called the Hilton.
You are correct.
Put up, like, subscribe, show your love to both of us, but give a lot of love to Turk. If I can leave you with one thought, that thought would be, if you don't toot your own horn, sometimes you won't have no music. And I like the toot. All right, good night, everybody.
I
mean, one day. And there we go.